Now to those protests in Adelaide over a Norwegian company's plan to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight. One South Australian mayor is so alarmed he's making the journey to Norway to voice his community's concern in person. And today, opponents of the proposal have staged a mock oil spill outside an oil and gas conference in Adelaide. From Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
Standing alongside drums, fake oil dripping down the side, around 40 protesters are brandishing placards voicing their opposition to drilling in the Bight. Among them, Nathaniel Pelly from Greenpeace and Victor Harbour councillor Moira Jenkins.
The people of the Great Australian Bight, fishermen, mayors, tourism leaders, Indigenous leaders, have not consented to this company drilling in this area. Nobody here wants to risk an oil spill.
Our fishing industry, our tourism industry, our agricultural industry is dependent on the marine park. If there is an oil spill, that can be absolutely catastrophic for not just Victor Harbour, but for the whole coastal community.
Their anger is directed at Norwegian energy company Statoil, which plans to begin exploration drilling in the Bight late next year. It's the latest oil company, after Chevron and BP, to entertain drilling in the Bight. Nathaniel Pelly again.
Well, no oil company can ever guarantee that a catastrophic spill like the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico won't occur. The only way to be sure such a tragedy doesn't happen and doesn't befall these waters is to prevent oil drilling altogether.
The protesters have used the annual Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association conference in Adelaide as a backdrop to deliver their message. Matthew Doman is APEA's South Australia and Northern Territory Director.
Quite clearly, there are some in the community who are opposed to this endeavour. We understand their environmental concerns, but we're very proud of our track record of protecting the environment while we develop the economy, create opportunities and jobs, and we're determined that we'll do that in South Australia as we've done in other areas.
He says there are also big opportunities for job creation and population growth.
If we're successful, and it's early days, people will move to South Australia to establish their homes here and live close to where they work.
But plans to drill have angered seven local coastal councils concerned about the potential for disaster, particularly tourism hotspot Kangaroo Island, which could bear the full brunt of any spill. The island's mayor, Peter Clements, has travelled to Norway, a trip funded by the Wilderness Society, to attend Statoil's AGM and personally deliver their message to directors and shareholders.
Well, I'm on a mission to try and convince the Norwegian government and Statoil not to drill in our Great Australian Bight.
Peter Clements has told ABC Radio Adelaide he's raised his concerns with a number of Norwegians ahead of the meeting.
They are very, very concerned that Statoil has not been able to convince them that any other production outside of where they're working is allowable by the people in the country that they're working. So their social licence is very, very critical to them and very, very critical to their reputation.
He says community representatives affected by Norwegian companies have the right to speak at their AGM, and he'll raise his concerns at the meeting later today.
The company officials are very much aware that they will be challenged at the AGM, and there's no resistance about that.
That's Kangaroo Island Mayor Peter Clements speaking from Norway. Caroline Winter reporting.